Does these have to be agenda
items? Under administrative, no.
No.
Uh-uh. This is not agenda, unless we have to vote to spend money.
Okay.
General discussion stuff.
General discussion?
I was here first.
Donna was first, though.
Let me do a quick one.
My computer program people is wanting to talk to me about a new program for my office.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys offensive to setting up some dates, some time?
Hmm? I wouldn't say. I mean, you're talking about a whole new application to do all the new assessing stuff.
Yeah.
We had talked about that.
Yeah, and then we need to get with the collector, which she has never been totally satisfied, as far as I know, with the process. We tend to work a lot on it.
The system you've got right now, you mean? What?
What?
I was just going to say, did you want to call the order?
He already did.
I did.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
And then the other one, I'd like to see two or three, and I was going to actually go up and talk to Nikki and your secretaries right now about setting up a date in October.
I'd like to see it, sure.
If you want to see something like that.
Because I think what we were talking about, I was talking to Melissa upstairs, and I guess that's the program we wrote how many years ago that you're running right now?
95.
Yeah, and we've outgrown it is the problem. I mean, it's just been patched and patched and patched.
Yeah, and there's some bargains out there now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's bargain basement time, and it actually helps Donna, too.
I mean, I'd like to sit through
it. It's a taxation process.
Right, I'd like to sit through it, but...
Yeah, I would, because I'd like to see how it's going to affect us, and
yeah.
We're going to have any additional programming done, or if we can pull everything up.
Well, see, and that's one thing, I'm glad she said what she said. Do you know how many steps you've probably got three or four programs built.
Right.
Sheila's probably got six or eight programs built to handle different things, all off of my system, and we've just patched and patched.
Well, it's just we've grown so much past the ability of a home-written program.
Gosh,
so.
Yeah, we need something much better. I mean, some of the stuff that we end up having to do later, we have to write a bunch of queries to make sure everything's
right.
In balance.
Schedule it. I'll
you want me
sure.
to go up and
let Jillian know, Jillian or Nikki know, Jillian, and then we'll see if we can be there.
You can agree or disagree to set through it. It's not very entertaining. Let's put it that
right.
way. But
more functional.
Yeah.
Kudos, James.
All right. So you actually know you let go first.
No.
Okay.
At least she's honest.
I just want to make sure you guys got your email regarding the delegate to MAC,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to have to send out that for the other elected officials to elect their delegates. If we know which one of the commission members are going to be the delegate, then the other commission members will go on the ballot to be elected for the other nine delegates. And that way I can list the other two commissioners so they could also possibly be delegates. And so as soon as you guys can get that done, that would be great.
Take my vote for Jim.
Well,
can you do that?
Friday is, we have it posted for Friday.
Oh, we do?
With the MAC board delegate decisions. I mean, I would, I'm fine with doing it. I'm involved with MAC anyway.
Well, technically, you don't have to have an election. With us being a first-class county, we don't have to do another election for the current delegate to MAC unless you guys want to. This is the opportunity to elect a new member, but if you're happy with your current member to MAC, you don't actually have to.
Is that
to
me?
Go. I believe it is.
They're happy. I can tell in their face.
I've got the...
I can tell.
The video would be great because both the reactions were both opposites over there. So
one frown, one
Denny, as soon as he went like this and started squeezing, is like, oh, I've got a headache now.
Okay, everyone's so fine. You'll let me know on Friday then.
Yes, Friday we have it posted.
Unofficially, Chuck spoke up there, and I'm in agreement with him.
Okay, I'll wait.
10 o'clock Friday.
All right, I'll get my ballot ready.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Although I'm totally satisfied with everything.
Now, Nanny, I wouldn't expect you to, nor would I expect anybody to be.
Oh, okay. My.
But you know, you have to admit, he's pretty close.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're pretty close. So what are we doing? You need to get out there.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not.
No, thank you, gentlemen.
I'd like to, have you got anything? I was wanting to kind of go over what went over Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's fine.
I got a phone call. Was that an executive or not?
Which one? Oh, what?
The one that had to do with the Coon Creek deal. I was kind of wanting an update on that because of the phone call I got from Frank was very upsetting to me, really.
It was an executive.
Okay.
And we can wait till Bob gets in here and under litigation and kind of give you the update on that.
Yeah.
We had a property owner talking.
And then the other,
I'm talking about the other thing.
Yeah, we weren't too happy either, but we'll talk about when Bob gets here, we can talk about what Frank gave us the update on the property owner we took care of. I thought satisfactory, but it was all the other information that Frank gave us that was just a shocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the letter we got from, looks like Don Earhart is going to speak to the Taney County Commission, so there's a Taney County Sewer Board, so it's not like we're going to do anything there.
Not till they speak with us.
Right. Did you have anything administratively, Chuck?
Just, I got a phone call from Brenda Neal about her postage issue, and she's very kindly
reminding us
and anxious. She's got a big deal, and I explained that we were waiting on, my understanding was, we were waiting on Sheila and James.
We need to put them in a room and talk through it.
Okay.
Let's just post. I forgot to get it posted.
Okay.
Postage person, and we'll make with James and Sheila.
That'll be a budget issue to consider also, right?
Actually, it'll be if they use it, it'll pay for itself.
Right, but it'll be a budget issue that we'll have to talk about.
And sure.
I understood Sheila in her last conversation to say that she would be sending someone anyway to the post office.
Yeah, that the issue that for Sheila and James is if they would use this postage person to do the bulk mailing. If they do the bulk mailings, if they're confident we'll do the bulk mailings, we can do it. We can save enough money to do the project and give the extra services. But if we can't, then...
And I believe Sheila's deal, wasn't it, that she goes more than what the regular schedule is, why?
Timing.
And we're fine with that. That's just kind of... They're going anyway. Yeah, here's her email. Basically, you know, our person's going there anyway to do the mail out, and if they're there, might as well check the boxes. But if they don't want us to, that's fine. I mean, that's not really the whole purpose is to do the mass mailings and stuff. So the Nikki will be here in just a second. We just wanted to bring up an expenditure that I wanted to talk to you guys about. Nikki's printer has officially broken, not repairable. Jillian's printer is starting to show the same signs, it was the same brand. And Linda's copier, that used to be our copier, is now smoking, like it used to smoke for us. Jimmy's getting a new scanner, printer, copier over at the sheriff's office, and Nikki came to me and asked me if they could try to get the same one in our office. And let me kind of explain why. Everyone could print to one printer, that one big printer, and they could scan in the stuff. See, I'm having Jillian scan a bunch of stuff so I don't have paper, and that little scanner is it's not built to do what she's doing. So anyway, we'll need a copier any way you look at it, because Linda's copier is the one that previous employee of purchasing bot, that's who we're using, and that really needs for usage, it should go back down there. So we need a new copier.
How much?
$8,300.
Wow.
Rick Finley found it in the budget, 114. Nikki has it written down. But
is it a state bid?
A state bid.
Okay.
And it would give us all the things that we need to do, and it would actually help our office go more paperless so that we could have stuff scanned in and then we could just store or throw away.
So you mentioned a scanner.
It's
not a scanner,
it's
too.
It's a scanner, too.
Oh, it is.
It can do 60 pages a minute. So it's an automatic feeder, so it can scan and store for us electronically.
Hmm.
Besides the printing, it's also a printer for all of us. So all the computers would print to it. So it would solve the two printer problems we have in the office, too, with Nikki and Jillian's.
Okay.
It's color.
tightwad speaking here. Mm-hmm. Frugal. Yep. $8,300. Uh-huh. State bid.
Uh-huh.
Would it be wise, since some things are pretty competitive right now, throw it out for a bid to see if...
I think Jimmy just did. I mean, it's the same thing that Jimmy just is buying. He's getting it delivered this week.
Okay.
We can look around, at least do some competitive, you know, we can do some phone shopping and see what we can find.
For that much money, I'd be happy to...
What, Nick, you went and let him look at it a little more?
At least give him a few calls, like you said.
Okay. I can have I'll instruct Linda to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
You know, somebody might have a bargain out there.
Right.
Why don't you call Jimmy and see what he had to do?
See what he did for sure.
I'll have Linda do all that.
Okay. Otherwise,
I mean, we just got to make sure.
We use.
That's just. We're. Is that you vibrating? Donna's back.
Well, I just heard you talking about scanning all of your documents in, which is great. I just want to make sure you understand that any correspondence that you receive or that you send out has a retention period of 1 year from the date that it's created or received. And I don't know why the scanning would not comply, because certainly our technology is going to last at least 1 year.
Right. But. Thank you. Nikki, you missed all the fun. We're gonna do some price shopping with Linda to make sure that that price that we got is the most competitive.
Okay. It is under a state bid.
Right.
So you know.
And talk to Jimmy to see if he did any extra pricing.
Okay.
I just thought possibly that, you know, somebody might have.
Linda will have all this information, but I'm not sure that the one that she has isn't still under warranty. Don thought she still had ours. Now, I may be wrong.
No. Linda's, okay, the one that you guys had went to Bad Checks. The one that was in our office.
Our old one went to Bad Checks.
Oh, our old one went to Bad Checks. Okay. Which one's, okay.
There's nothing good luck.
And I'm pretty sure Linda will have this too. I'm pretty sure that the one that you have upstairs, if hers is under warranty and can be fixed, the one you have upstairs can get it. You can get an add-on that will allow you to do the scanning and stuff, and to network.
Okay,
which
would be a lot less.
Which is $6,000.
Would be a lot less than buying a brand new one, anyway. So
okay,
I just want to make sure we do that.
Okay,
but Linda will have all the information.
She is due to be here at 11.
Who's that?
Linda.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So after I leave, maybe I can holler at her. And
no problem.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I have this week's agenda for you guys to look over.
All right. What I'm seeing is, except for minutes and payroll on Wednesday, and shop talk on Tuesday, we're pretty open. And I've got I think I mentioned it to y'all that I was going to meet with Dean Krutoff and some folks on Thursday at 2:00. So I'd like to keep that open if we could.
I know Jim has some outside appointments through the week.
Like Wednesday, I'm going to the Governor's Conference on Tourism. On Wednesday, that was Mayor Rayanne said that was the best day to go to pick up some of the okay. breakout sessions. So that's where I'm tied up all day.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, I'm spending some time with Senator Goodman, going to a few sites over on the Western District. So I'm don't have a lot of availability on Tuesday, so.
That's right. I'm glad you said that, because I've got a 11 to 12:30 at the college.
Right, you're speaking.
Senator and myself and mayor
right.
and somebody else.
I'm with Senator Goodman from first thing in the morning till 11. So it looks like Friday is going to be our full day. But one thing that Rick just brought up was that he did tell us that he wasn't available Friday. So I was thinking if we can move that budget discussions to a new day, which is what, the following Monday,
mm-hmm.
the 5th?
That'd be the 5th of October.
And
I
we're
put
putting
it on for, I sent you guys a
1:00, I see right there.
Okay.
So we're going to kick the budget off of there.
So on Friday, you guys should be done after Donna comes before you.
Right, so by 10 or so. By lunchtime, we'll be done. Is there anything... Just to let you know that The 355, the Aegis remediation contract, that'll be pretty fast because we've kind of, I'll talk about it, but I originally put it on the agenda to talk about if we wanted to do any additional clean them up.
Yeah.
Say the word.
Sanitizing.
Downstairs. The results came through, Dan. That's something that happened last Friday. The results came in. There was no fungal problems. There's no bacterial problems. No additional air. There was some elevations in areas, but pretty explainable, but well within the tolerance levels. So basically, the whole downstairs got a clean bill of health.
Okay.
And so I met with the IT. I think Chuck's talked to the IT guys. We have the reports available so that if they want to take it, if anybody wants to share it with their doctor or whatever, they have those reports.
I took Gary down 4 copies this morning.
Thank you, Nikki.
Of the final report.
And so they're moving furniture in right now downstairs. But after talking to the contractor, Aegis, there really is no benefit to doing any more expense down there because it's been given the clean bit of health. And so anyway, that's what that discussion at 355 is going to be. And that's what took place also on Friday. But other than that, Table Rock Acres nuisance, what is
it? We've got a lady that's kind of ramrodding cleanup out there, and she would like to come talk to us.
Okay.
Across from Point Royale, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know where you're at. Okay.
About our nuisance ordinance, and I'd like y'all to think about, and I haven't got a hold of Jim Berry or Jeff, but I don't know how that's coming as far as Jeff working nuisance.
It's supposed to be.
I've received a couple of complaints back that don't follow within their criteria. They've come back
right
to us.
There's going to be some.
So now I need to know what am I supposed to do with
okay
them?
And we really haven't got that. That's the first time we've had some that they've investigated.
And right, maybe we could visit with Bob about this.
But so Friday is 8 o'clock, we want to do that. That's
But her deal is she wants to make emphasis to us that it's important. And
okay.
I think I agree with her, but
that all makes sense. I mean, today's is full, but it doesn't have, there's a lot of items, but it doesn't have to be that busy because there's just a bunch of quick votes. We're kind of, some of it's just formalities, like the ceasing of allocation to sewer utility village of Bradleyville. The sewer board, you know, voted to stop funding Bradleyville. We need to make the resolution. We need to vote on it, too. The Coon Creek, obviously, BB will be the biggest discussions that we'll talk about real estate and litigation stuff with Bob Paulson. But I don't see, besides the 10:30 on Friday, everything else looks fine. Don't you think, guys?
Yep.
Okay. Just I'll need to get with you about the copy we have upstairs. From what I understand, that's black and white only.
Correct.
It's kind of hard to scan in color documents and print color documents if we're using it as a full network printer. But we'll get with you, and I'll make sure I understand all the add-ons possibilities so that and we'll do the other things before we come back and talk about it again.
Okay.
No deal.
So you're fine with the agenda?
I'm good.
Yes, ma'am. Good for the agenda here.
Okay. I have Ron Houseman's.
Yeah, that check number.
Reimbursement.
So the policy, we created a policy. I want to make sure we're good with the policy, which was we wanted the board, the IDA board, to sign off on any expenditures that were like that. So we did do that. So that is the first time to really vote on it. But I wanted to follow up. Is that the policy we're going to go forward with? Or do we?
Well, I think I've been very vocal that I'm against that policy. We've got the airport board. They give us recommendations. We make the final vote. We've got the park board. Ditto. Our planning and zoning is set up where we have to make the final approval on code changes. if money's spent, sewer department, we have to vote, you know, we vote, we approve it. So I guess you're saying that this is it, the same.
It's the same process. All I wanted to make sure is, because of the uniqueness of the office, we're having that board direct their daily activities, so I want to make sure they're aware of any expenditures there. They should be aware of any expenditures coming up before, more intimately than we would be knowing. We still vote on it.
I guess the difference in this one is that those boards approve things before the expense is made. They bring them to us for approval before the expenses
okay.
are made. And we've said to the IDA board that you run the show, you whatever you want.
Right.
And so if something like this, it's already, I assume it's been approved by them. And
right.
And it comes to us. And I've asked to speak to the IDA board at their next meeting, because we was running late and I
sure.
didn't get over there this month. So I don't like the way it works. I mean, that's saying it kind of bluntly, but anyway.
I understand.
And I don't understand these expenditures, and I've said it twice, and I didn't mean for y'all to pull it out again. But
well, what is it?
I just didn't want to vote for it.
Well, I just wanted to have this conversation. I mean, right now the policy is the board has to approve their expenditures, and that's just want to make sure that, you know.
That's what I understood when we were talking about it, and I'm not sure that there's not a, that we can't tweak this to make it work, but I understood that we would have them sign off,
mm-hmm.
and then we would look for approval.
Right.
Because just like we do any of the others, if we want to change that, I would recommend that because we're going to be in the middle of budget
right.
stuff, that we change that during the budget process,
right.
the hearing process that we have for IDA. So I don't, I seen that Ken Klein, the chairman, had voted or had signed off on this, and I guess they discussed it. I don't know. I wasn't at the meeting.
Well, I assume they did. I mean, but they knew about it, so yeah. I'm assuming. He came in initially and said he was aware of the expense. I called him, and then he was here Friday anyway, and so I said, if you know about it, sign off on it so we have a signature.
Now, my only question that I have on these particular issues is how much IDA related does the expenditure that they approve, how much does it pertain to IDA? Now, the discussions that were listed and the people that were met were, was that total IDA function, and apparently it was, but Ken Klein signed off on it.
Well, it's all, I mean, he wouldn't,
the
board, I mean, I'm
he
assuming.
Signed off on it, the board must have approved it.
Right.
So that would be my only question, and I think that if we want to look at it in a different perspective, that we during
right.
our budget hearings for there, we, I would say have a written policy that we present to
them. Well, we need to. I mean, there's a little bit of gray areas in the whole IDA, but
yeah.
I'm gonna move, since it is what it is, I'm moving that we pay check number 316404, which is the one we pulled out from this morning.
I'll second it after, I've already looked at it, yeah. I looked at it again, the second time to see what all was in it.
Now I'm talking like an attorney, so mm-hmm. humor me. Did we table this morning?
Mm-hmm.
We did table it this morning?
We've tabled it week
I think
two.
We just pulled it out.
Right.
I don't know if we can vote on it now. Because we're not posted for accounts payable, and we're approving accounts payable under administrative and department function.
Well, we'll motion second and table it until Bob gets here. Bob will
see
be in a second.
All right with him. Yeah. I think it'd be wise.
Okay. That's fine. Just hold on that. Leave that motion on the floor.
Don't take me wrong, because I'm not wanting to put it off, because Helen's
I know.
Getting tired of pulling it out.
Let's see where Bob
is. If we, you know, we may need to do that different of a morning too. When we have those and we pull out, not just these particular ones, but any of them that we pull out should be a tabled item right at that point. Because if we find most of them that we have questions on, we have to, until the question's answered, we pull the billing, whether it be with one of the road and bridge projects, like we had discussion about 2 or 3 weeks ago or whatever. Those should be tabled as we pull them out and then just let Helen,
right,
once we get clearance on them, vote on them and let them go clear.
While we're waiting on Bob, are you, anything else, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need some clarification on the donation of comp time. Let me show you what has already been approved.
Hi, young lady.
I just want to see her when she gets a name on it.
Okay, that's not it. This was on Friday. What day is this?
August 26th.
So we're in September.
Yes, but do we... Here's the motion that you asked me to write up, specifying that we follow the normal payroll procedure because Dawn had come to me.
Yes, and we changed the motion Friday in, with a new
you
motion.
Did. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay,
this
so is... Scratch that.
Scratch that. There's a new motion.
Okay.
No, that wasn't Friday. That was Thursday.
Thursday.
When I was here.
Thursday?
It was when I was here.
So maybe Wednesday.
There wasn't anything passed in August.
We talked about it.
Right, but we didn't pass anything until...
So what we've done is the motion on Wednesday was the motion.
Yeah.
And I'll... Okay. And I got to get it over to Lynette to get it in the handbook.
Okay.
And it was just strictly on the comp time.
Just comp
because
time.
Because we had discussion on the other...
Right.
Okay. So, we approve that. It's an amendment to our policy.
Okay.
And now I'm remembering, man, I feel like an attorney. Now I'm remembering us talking about that when we do an amendment, we need to get each employee to sign off on the amendment. That's going to be a pain.
Well, no, when the new handbook comes out, they don't have to sign... there's a bunch of discussions because we have a lot of things we've added to the handbook that has not been rolled out to everybody.
But I think I heard in some meeting that it was said that the right way for us to make an amendment to the policy is that each
right.
employee gets a copy of it and signs that they...
Acknowledge that they received
it. Acknowledge that they received
it. Not that they agree or disagree, but just that received...
And
I think
you know, we haven't been doing it, so it's not a big deal, but we need to keep that in mind.
And talking to Lynette, we were going to have a new handbook signed off on January 1st for all the fiscal year, because bringing all the changes or modifications forward.
So when we get this done, printed out the way we want it, we're just going to email it to everybody?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best way to do it.
And feel like we got it covered.
Yep.
Okay, I'm happy.
I received an additional bill from HMN for $99.12 for mechanical, electrical, engineering reimbursement. They're indicating that we didn't pay all of their invoice, but the invoice that was received was paid in full. Would you like me to call them and get more specifics?
When did we do our walkthrough?
It was just like a couple of weeks ago.
Right. This was dated September 15th.
Is that the day that we are here? Here, let me pull up my September 15th. That was a Tuesday. No, I was not here on that day. So that was not the walkthrough day. The walkthrough day was actually September 9th at 10 a.m.
I'm sorry, September,
September 9th at 10 a.m. was the walkthrough day.
And Steve Davis was here.
Uh-huh.
There was no mention of any more billing.
No.
And here's September 15th, we're getting another letter.
Woo-hoo!
Appreciate your record keeping over there,
well,
by the way. You do a good job.
I think, Nikki, you need to see what that is.
Okay.
Because I thought we were all done with this.
I would send a email of payment. According to our books, all bills have been paid in full, and request a understanding of this bill.
It's amazing.
Okay. I don't read these too good. Here's Consultants Henderson, blah, 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 12-23-75. Okay. Here's the check where we paid that to HMN. And this 99-12 must be reimbursement for HMN's expenses. In other words, Henderson billed.
We actually paid Henderson, but we have a 99-12 outstanding. And that's the total should have been 13-22, and we paid the 12. But I don't know what this 99 is. You're going to have to see what that does. I don't know what that. Yeah, that's, yeah. You're right. We paid what was there, but then all of a sudden.
Like their coffee and products and all those different kind of things.
We have no idea.
What?
That's hard to understand.
What I'd like to see, Nikki, is ask.
What is it?
Ask if we could see the paperwork that follows this. It's mostly just curious, but to see if we overlook something or whether it's being added on now after we understood that we were through with the bills.
Renee came to me and asked about getting their trucks washed.
Trucks washed.
Yes. Now I know that the Sheriff's Department, they have little tokens if they go over to the Hurricane Bay.
Right. Trucks, like...
Maintenance trucks.
We've got, I don't know how many we've got. How many do we have? We've got number one.
Just a couple. There's an older one, and then there's the new Dodge. Newer. It's not brand new. But I know the newer Dodge has, like, blueberry stains all over it. Like it was parked underneath of a blueberry or a blackberry tree.
I would support them washing, having whatever they want to do in reason.
What's the guideline of reason? I don't know of any blackberry trees we have in the parking garage, so I'm not sure where we got stained. But that's a different argument.
Is there?
Do you want me to talk to Maggie and see how she went about getting?
No, we know how they did it. It's a little different. The sheriff's vehicles also represent the county within the county. Maintenance vehicles are supposed to get dirty. It's like washing a dump truck. Do we want to wash the dump truck?
What's the deal there?
Let Danny have that one.
Maintenance is requesting to wash their vehicles, which they have two trucks, an older truck and a newer Dodge. I know the newer, as I was telling them, the newer Dodge has like blueberry or blackberry stains all over it. Renee came to me wanting to wash.
Who's been in the blueberry patch? Who's been in the blackberry patch?
Pie.
Do you have a song for me, Danny?
I would.
If they want to. You mean they're going to. As an expenditure? To. Why don't they just run out to maintenance out to the road barn and clean the vehicle?
It'd probably cost them more to go out there and bike than it would just go over here to the car wash and get her done.
I'm fine with once a week, not to exceed.
There you go. That's a good one. Ditto.
And yeah, and the gooseberries and some black.
And a stern warning not to park underneath those trees anymore.
And also, we appreciate them wanting to make us look nice. even though they are maintenance trucks.
Danny, earlier in the week you had mentioned something about the park board. There was a decision made that Angela Lease was going to come forward.
She's bringing all park board requests to us, and I thought it was today, but she apparently didn't have all the paperwork done.
Okay.
I think some of it, and it's for last year's budget, and it doesn't even come to the anywhere close to the amount that we budgeted for the park board. What are you looking at? She sent you this morning?
No, this was last week that okay. She had sent it. Actually, Cindy sent it to Jillian, and Jillian
okay.
Forwarded over.
Thursday night, we had a meeting, and luckily we had appointed Jerry to, because that made the quorum, and they made a decision that they were going to bring all the request mm-hmm. to the commission. And they stated some figures. I didn't write any of them down, but they didn't even come anywhere close to the amount that was already budgeted for the year. And they were going to try to get all those in and try to, for our budgeting purposes.
Okay.
Because they didn't know whether they would, some of them, if they'd want to carry over like they had before. And I told them that it was a very tight budget year, so those things are. What are you looking at there? Okay, that was for Branson and Hollister.
Okay.
Are you guys following me on that? You remember our conversation about the awarding of when Hollister came forward with a need of for their park board mm-hmm. $1,000, and we said we'll go ahead and send Branson $1,000 because they were left out of, and it would come out of that budget.
Okay.
You guys remember that, or
I've been here.
I kind of remember something like that. But
Hollister needed to finish their park roof. They needed an extra $1,000 to finish the park roof, and Tom Linkus brought it to the park board, and then somebody brought it, I don't know whether it was Angela or somebody brought it to us, and we made the statement that if we wanted to let Hollister have $1,000, that we would go ahead and let Branson have $1,000 for the cleanup of the Stocksdale Park. Was there?
I remember more as you keep talking.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was in the park board where I was there or whether that was here, but we need to make a motion to approve it, I'd say, if we have.
Yeah, the two $1,000 checks to be sent to, one to Hollister and one to Branson. One is for the cleanup of Stocksdale Park for Branson, and the other one is for the Hollister park roof. It said something to do with the material for their little stage area and stuff that they, and by the way, they said that they had almost outgrown that city park there, that they're having so many activities that they're getting so much use out of it that it is filled. But I make a motion that we approve both those figures.
Don't you just, why don't we just direct her to
take post them, or something, because we didn't post
direct her to put them on the next payroll.
Okay. All right. That'd be fine.
Would you just do what?
Direct her to ask auditor's office to write checks.
Okay. Accounts payable. And we'll just put them that way.
Now I'm going to try, why don't you do this for me, Nikki? Why don't you call Angela and see if she can get it ready to run through accounts payable next Monday. That may be rushing her, though. I don't know.
I don't know that we need to bother.
Things are supposed to be turned in today by noon.
Okay. All we need to do is just ask her to.
All right.
Okay, a check for $1,000 to Branson, $1,000 to Hollister.
For their park boards. Yes,
for their park boards.
Okay. So don't call Angela?
No need of her going to the trouble. Mm-hmm. Is there?
Is this something
you're seeing? I don't see anything.
I think she'll be turning in.
She's got other things we need to hear about them, but as far as those two, we'll just get them in accounts payable, and then they'll be there for voting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put them in.
Is that all right, Bob?
I'm
sorry, you weren't with us, were you?
No.
The park board's approved two payments. Do we have to vote on those, or can we just ask them to put them in accounts payable?
They cannot really, they're not elected officials, they can't really incur expenses. You'd have to approve them. I'd want you to approve the...
Do we need to post?
Can I do the purchase order and then send it through AP?
Yeah, sure.
And have them approved on
as long
Monday?
As they,
it's in the budget, we don't need to have a special vote on it, do we?
No, as long as you guys approve the expenditure, you're fine.
Okay, thank you.
Now, what brought this up, and so that you're fully aware of it, is PowerSide. Now, Chuck, this is when we talked about that in a commission meeting. It's when we talked about PowerSide and their fence.
Maybe it was.
And it was a... There was a bid. There was four bids turned in, and we took a bid.
Went ahead and approved it.
That money is going to be coming through. They asked, how can we get the money to pay the... So I said, turn it in and let it come through accounts payable, just like everything else does, because we've already approved it. And so that'll be coming through, I think, this next week also. So,
all right. I've got a thought about Angela again. Maybe you could call her if we approve and find out if there is a request for funds to Rockaway Beach. Because I know there's been money spent down there.
That was discussed also.
And if she could give you the amount, then you could do that at the same time. Because it's the same kind of a deal. It's budgeted. Been approved by them. And actually the work's been done. So.
Yeah. They're going to take all. Now, there was the question that the county had in a policy that we, seeing that the work was complete, they lacked hanging a couple of doors and things. They had a large expense that they put into the park board, but they turned in a request for a dollar figure. That dollar figure is all that the park board approved, and that's all we're going to approve that'll be turned in. But it doesn't match their total request of what they did to the pavilion down there. So they've got a concession stand and bathrooms and all this, but they had, I think it was $5,100, this is off the top of my head, so I don't know. That's the reason Angela was going to come forward.
Okay.
So that's what I would like for you to do, is just give her a call and say, as I told her we were working on our budget, and we'd like to know.
Okay. I'll tell her.
What else?
And then, just so you know, I'm the mailroom clerk. James is in favor of it. I just need to speak with Sheila.
Okay.
Because you guys had asked about those two departments.
Right.
Great.
Okay.
We need to, if you would post something next week, we need to talk about the recommendations from One Beacon, if we're going to, about the what we had. With personnel policies, not personnel, but departmental changes and stuff. And we probably want to do it within executive. And then and we probably need at least an hour, at least 30 minutes or so.
Okay, I'm not sure I followed you all the way on that. Are you talking that has to do with the postage?
No.
That's the other thing.
The other
okay.
thing.
As far as the postage, what are we going to do?
You're going to talk to Sheila, because the biggest thing,
she would
use the mass mailings, because that's what we're talking about. We're going to do the mass mailings, and that's how we justify the cost. If she would do that,
right.
Then we'll...
Because James indicated to do the mass mailing in his department, he has to pull in a couple of his guys off of the road.
There was two items that was going to push the postal thing through, and that was Sheila and James.
Right, James is saying yes.
James is 100%.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you're just going to talk to Sheila and see if we can't work that out.
Yes.
And then the other thing was that One Beacon discussions.
I'll post it for next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any way we could get the postage thing if Sheila is okay with it on the agenda, some squeeze in this week?
It'd have to be Friday at 10. We can squeeze it Friday.
How long is the MAC delegate going to take?
It didn't take any time. It's not right, really. It doesn't.
I'm confused on what I'm going to have to understand better. How many? We're just need
It's the annual thing, right?
Yeah.
You guys voted me on in January to be the commissioner appointee. And when is James real? James is the current board, MAC board person. Is that what we're voting on, I think?
Yeah. Only if there's a request for an election. Do you have an election?
Mm.
That's what Donna just got through telling us a while ago. If there's a request like there was last year. But anyway, that's what...
Okay.
And there was a request last year, so they voted on it.
Right. Gosh, this is old. I just got some mail from August 6th.
So do you want me to post something for 10:15 on Friday?
As soon as you figure out, since you have a conversation with Sheila, then we can have that discussion.
Try to work it in.
We'll put it Friday if we can, but I mean, it's got to be cost justified.
Still have a motion sitting on the table.
Oh, yes, we do. What's that for?
Mr. Paulson, we had pulled a check request out of the accounts payable. The wording was, I'd like to pull this check number out so that we can discuss it, is what I said this morning. So we pulled it out and voted on everything else.
Okay.
We've now had a discussion about that, and we're ready to vote on that, but it's not posted because I didn't table it. The legal boy. That's what we're asking you.
Well, you only recessed, right?
Correct.
You posted for
accounts payable this morning.
Accounts payable this morning.
So you're fine with that?
I'm fine with it. It'd be better form if you table it from now on. But
yes,
I mean,
sir.
You're not going to get into trouble for voting on it.
Thank you, sir. In favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah. You had something else, Chuck, that was a legal boy question. And I don't mean disrespect with boy, legal man.
Sonny boy.
Well, one is, I've, FYI, I've heard concern about our HPRP. One of them was...
Refresh me, HPRP.
Homeless Prevention Grant.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
They're holding some meetings. Alan's holding meetings at Bradleyville and different places talking about this and that. And one of the concerns that I can remember is it was talked about that some of the monies would go through other agencies that applied for it. And their concern is that that may not be what's happening. And anyway, it was just general concern about the oversight and all of that, and so I'm just passing it on.
Okay.
It might be good to have a meeting with Al.
Well, I do know that some people that applied went through one of the other agencies to apply. They didn't even contact Alan. And I do know that took place because the lady asked me about it.
I think right now Alan's just having the meetings to ask to kind of explain what the program's going to be. I don't know if there's been actually any applications submitted yet for money.
There's been requests.
Has there a talent group for the HPRP?
Well, a request from citizens.
Okay.
And they went through another
agency.
Actually, they went through Church Army.
Well, I mean, anybody can apply to anybody they want for money, but have they actually applied to Catron's group to see if they could get some money?
Well, I don't know whether Church Army's applied to Catron's group or not, but they have turned in the request to Church Army for the monies.
I think it's right. We ought to have him come by and visit with us.
Well, Alan's, I mean, we can also, I would suggest that we go to one of his public sessions and then have the meeting.
That'd be fine.
Because he's supposed to let you guys know of two coming up, I guess, in the next 10 days. You know about those?
Nope.
I got an email. There's one in Bradleyville.
Okay.
I don't remember what day it was. In the near future.
Yeah, he's got
to be a homeless person in Bradleyville.
How did you... Look, Chuck, how did you, did it come across your...
Mm-hmm. I may have.
Well, I never got it.
Jillian sent it to
Jillian, it may be under something else then.
Jillian sent.
What date you got? Do you know?
There's the day, I think. Yeah, it is. Right there, 8:45, Jillian Rulon. It says,
she didn't even send it to me.
Yep.
All right, I opened it up and it says that.
Okay. You want to hit more?
More? You hit the BlackBerry button.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because obviously she's got, so here's the email from, right. Okay, informal means, September 30th at 9 a.m. is Bradleyville Schools. You and any interested members of the organization are invited to hear details and ask questions about the new program coming to Taney County, the Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program. Has grant ready to help qualifying people with housing needs.
And that's today?
The 30th. Is that today? No, today's the 28th. So Wednesday at 9 a.m. in Bradleyville.
And also
11 a.m. at...
Just now got it. There it is. It's just coming on.
Okay.
She hears me.
September 30th at 9 o'clock.
That's what that
is. She hears me. On.
There's 11 one in at Tantone. Another meeting, another informal one in Tantone.
Were you listening in?
And they have one in Forsyth coming up next week.
I'm nosy. Make sure you guys don't say something that's not truthful. How about that?
All right, so are we good with this then? I mean, we can either post Chuck or we can go to those meetings first and then have the meeting with Alan. What do you want to do?
We need to see how he's presenting.
I think that's a good idea.
Just go to the meetings first, the informal meetings, the more meetings he's having.
Yeah, I think Bob said gave the idea. I was just letting you know that there was concern out there.
Well, I got a phone call Wednesday, Tuesday, or something like that, and it was
welcome home.
A bunch of hubbub about nothing, but I got a concerning phone call last week, too.
Did you?
Okay. Okay, switching gears. Motion going to executive for litigation, real estate personnel. There you go. You got the
second. Aye.
Hold on. Kill the spikes.
This is the...